In this video, we will talk about what happens when a local church becomes a multiplying church. Many churches think of growth mainly in terms of adding more people to one Sunday gathering, one building, or one central program. That can be a blessing. But the New Testament also shows another pattern. Churches spreading through homes, households, local leaders, and new mission fields. A local church becomes a multiplying church when it asks, how can we raise up faithful leaders and send them to form new expressions of Christian community? That is where daughter microchurches become powerful. A daughter microchurch is a small, relational church expression planted, blessed, mentored, and overseen by a local church. It may meet in a home, apartment, neighborhood, workplace, village, or other local setting. It does not exist as a rebellion against the church. It exists as an extension of the church's mission. Think of a church that has faithful members living in different neighborhoods. Some have homes open for hospitality. Some have a burden for young families. Some care about immigrants, seniors, students, workers, or people who will not easily walk into a church building. A multiplying church sees these people and places as mission opportunities. Instead of saying, everyone must come to us, the church begins to say, how can we also go to them? That does not mean every Bible study becomes a church. It does not mean every host becomes a pastor. It does not mean oversight disappears. In fact, multiplication requires more clarity, not less. The local church should ask, who is called? Who is trained? Who is mature? Who will mentor this planter? What doctrine will guide the gathering? How will sacraments, ordinances, children, safety, finances, and conflict be handled? How will the daughter microchurch stay connected? A common mistake is treating multiplication as excitement without structure. A church may love the idea of house churches, but without training and oversight, confusion can grow quickly. A healthier approach is prayerful sending. A multiplying church identifies potential planters, disciples them, trains them, blesses them, and continues to walk with them. The goal is not personality-centered ministry. The goal is gospel multiplication through accountable Christian community. When a local church becomes a multiplying church, small gatherings become mission outposts. Homes become places of prayer. Neighborhoods become fields for witness. Ordinary believers become equipped leaders. This is one way Christianity spreads, not only through bigger platforms, but through faithful churches, planting faithful daughter microchurches.